Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. We are here. Mic check. 212. Mic check. Mic check. All right, let's get into some things. Mic check. You tell me. All right, I'm here. Let's get into some things. Okay, we ready? Let's go. Oh, hello. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back live in the studio with another video, okay? Listen, we got to get into some things today. It's a lot going on. It's a lot to talk about, and it's really getting messy, girl. Oh, my God. Okay. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, we got to get into some things today. Make sure you guys hit the like button and make sure you guys subscribe to the channel and hit that notification bell so you know when I go live. All right, so are we here? We get into some things. You guys hear me? Are we good? Sound check. Everybody's good. Let me make sure before, because you know, child, it carries and we be having a lot going on, and you just never know at any given moment what the tea is. Okay, so today we're talking about Cardi B, Tasha K, Tekashi 6ix9ine, Tommy from Love and Hip Hop. Oh yes, and the call lines are open 563-999-3658. All right, so. Let's just jump right into it. I had you guys waiting long enough, and I know anybody watching the replay is like, nigga, hurry up. Get to the good shit. So we're going to get into it. Okay, Tekashi 6ix9ine gets 24 months. Now, a lot of people thought Tekashi 6ix9ine was getting out today because that what's the clout chasing lawyer? The lawyer, he goes on Instagram. He says these different things, and we all believe it. And then today, he just took a big fat L. Tekashi 6ix9ine did not get time served, but he did serve 13 months. And he has a total sentence of 24 months, and so he has 11 months left. So 11 months from now, so Tekashi 6ix9ine will be getting out in approximately a little bit under a year. So honestly, I think that's a win. He has 300 hours of community service and $35,000 fine. Now, let me tell you something. I could have let me be real with you. I could have done the 24 months, you know. I could do the $35,000 fine if I was Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know what I mean? But I could not do the community service. Now, you know, I've been to jail before and I've been on probation before. No shade, okay? By the grace of God, I ain't got nothing on my record, despite what you may hear. However, I had to do the community service hours. I think I had something like 600 or 300, something like that. It was a lot of community service hours. Chad, I was on probation for 4 years and I could not get that community service done. And let me tell you something, them people sent out a blue warrant for my arrest and I went to jail for 3 weeks and set that community service out. I don't know what it is about community service. I just can't do it. I can pay the money. I can do the jail time. Honestly, you know why? Because when you go to, not that I'm glorifying jail, but I have been to jail before. And when you go to jail, you know, you just sit and you make sure you're not advertising, you know, you make sure you don't take a bath, you smell horrible, you know what I mean? You stick to yourself, you sit in your coin, you don't talk too much, you know what I mean? Yes, no, you know what I mean? And then you just dip and do what you got to do. Shout out to the people that's watching me that went to jail with me before. I'm just saying. So anyway, the community service piece is the hardest piece for me to get to. I can't ever finish a community service situation. For some reason, that messes me up, and that messed me up. But Tekashi 6ix9ine, I think he'll get through to it. But the bigger question is, will he have a career once he gets out? I think he will. I think, you know what, here's the thing. I think people will do music with him. I think his music is still going to chart because there's still a large audience of people that support him, and there's a large audience of people who feel like, nigga, screw you. I would have told too. And I'm one of those people that will still support 6ix9ine because he's entertaining. He's funny. You know what I mean? He's a troll. And I would rather see him maneuver outside of jail than go down as being a nigga that never told and about the streets in jail. No, I need the Tekashi 6ix9ine humor on social media, on the Instagram. I need the shenanigans in real life. I need the back and forth. I need the banter. If you don't think Tekashi 6ix9ine is going to get out and be reading the girls, Tekashi 6ix9ine is going to get out and be reading these rappers. And at the same time, these rappers are still going to be wanting to do records with him. Watch me. He's still going to be booked and busy. He's going to have to move a little bit differently. However, he's going to be booked and busy. Okay? Damn, that was full. I just spilt this all over myself. Chill. I'm a mess. I got stuff here. I got stuff here. This is, I think, damn deodorant. And this is the first time I even wore this shirt. Shout out to Prince. Look at my Prince shirt. Okay. Shout out to Prince. We rocking a Purple Rain t-shirt today. All right. So I think that Tekashi will be fine. But to me, I'm like, well, what kind of life is that to live, though? You're always going to be known as the snitch. People are always going to be talking about you. The diss records are going to be phenomenal. The diss lines, the diss bars, that's going to be iconic. So that should all be interesting when it comes down to, you know, Tekashi being on, you know, records with people, being on the internet and doing interviews. I wonder who he's going to give his first interview to. Is he going to go to the Breakfast Club or is he going to do something a little bit more mainstream like Good Morning America? Like, what is he going to do? Because everybody, for the most part, in the hip hop culture has snitched on him and called him flipped on him and called him some type of snitch. So it'll be really, really interesting to see, you know, what platform he goes on and who supports him. But I can tell you the first thing that's going to happen when he gets out, that girl Jade, yeah, the one that the part of the strippers that Cardi B is going to court for right now. Well, I think she's going to get pregnant right away. She's going to get pregnant right away. Absolutely. That is going to happen. All right. So those are my thoughts on Tekashi. I'm happy that he's getting out. And I think the judge was pretty lenient on him, considering the fact that there was a minimum of 47 years. However, he's met with the federal government over 26 times, snitching on everybody involved. See, that's my thing, too. It's kind of like, damn, like you're going to have your daughters grow up and your dad is like a bona fide snitch to the world. However, I mean, I get it. I'd rather my daddy be a snitch, too, so he can be with me. But at some point, like when you grow up, what do you say? Like, I'm Tekashi's daddy. I'm Tekashi's daughter. And so they just say, oh, your daddy is the world's biggest, most infamous snitch. But either way, at least he's alive to see his kids. And I didn't even know that he had two baby mamas, but I don't really follow the baby mamas. I really don't follow a lot of Tekashi stuff. I don't like to get too deep involved in it because YouTube will demonetize you. You start talking reckless. All right. So let's move on from Tekashi. We'll take some calls about that a little bit later. So those are my thoughts on Tekashi. Good luck, Tekashi. Good luck with the community service. That piece is the hard part for me. The $35,000 is nothing. The 24 months, you've already did 13. You do another 11. People are still going to be wanting to hear from you. You still have a career because they're going to be anticipating your life after this big snitching moment. So Tekashi, to answer people's question, if they're wondering, will Tekashi have a career? Will Tekashi land on his feet? Absolutely. I feel like he can come out and come back. He was only 23 when he went away. He'll get out at 25. He has a whole lot of life left. Okay, so we're going to see a lot more of Tekashi when he gets out, and it's going to be entertaining. And I'll be here for it. I'll see you in 11 months. All right, let's move on. Oh, child. Did I put the picture up? Oh, girl. Now, this is some tea. Now, this is a lot of tea that kind of slid under the radar. Okay? This is some tea. Oh, you know what? Oh, here we go, right here. This is some tea that slid under the radar. Okay? We're going to get into some things here. Okay? All right. So, girl. Let me tell you something. So this is Alvin over here. Now, if you guys don't know who Alvin is on Love & Hip Hop Miami. He was on the first season. I'm not sure if he was on the second season. He might have been on the second season, but he was heavily in the first season, and he was Trina's assistant at one point. He does not work for Trina anymore. However, him and Trina are still very close. He's still very much in the inner circle out there with everybody. You know, you could see him with NeNe Leakes. You've seen him with Jennifer from Basketball Wives. You know, Alvin is around. Alvin is out and about in Miami, in the Miami scene, and he's on Love & Hip Hop Miami. And you also know he is the one that got into a fight with Bobby Lights at one point. But I do think that him and Bobby Lights are cordial, at least at this time. So, Chow, I guess a few months ago during Art Basel, now, I didn't know what Art Basel was. I'm old. You know, I'm not really hipping into happening like that. I don't go out that much anymore. So Art Basel, I guess, is like a week-long thing out in Miami. Well, apparently, Alvin was with Tommy, and he was kind of like her escort assistant, you know, kind of helper because he, you know, he does that. That's what he does for work. He accompanies all the fabulous women in Hollywood or just in the industry. And so Tommy didn't have any escorts with her that week. And so he was with her. Now, Chow, you know that Tommy got a little bit of a drinking problem. So Tommy, I guess, gets drunk and she's going to different bars, different clubs, different events. And girl, by the end of the night, these two end up in a heated argument. I mean, going off. He ends up cursing her clean out, telling her she's going to lose her kids. She's a bum ass. Oh, yeah. It got crazy. Okay. It got crazy. He went clean off on her. Okay. She had him escorted and put out of the hotel room. It was just a huge debacle. Allegedly, and I have the footage for you. Okay. I have the footage. It's 2 minutes and 33 seconds. I have the footage here, okay? Now, apparently, prior to them getting to the hotel, well, let me play you the footage, and then we'll talk. Let me see.
Oh. Girl.
Okay, now that was a lot of tea, okay? He was going off, and it really sounds like he was really, really hurting. Now, apparently, well, allegedly, a source says that before that, they had been kicked out of 8 taxi cabs prior to getting to that point because Tommy was so drunk, allegedly, that she would be, like, beating a taxi cab driver's behind the head. Well, they say that she was doing that in the clubs as well, but the people know Tommy in the club. They know her at the bar, so they kind of let her get away with the stuff. However, inside of the taxi cabs, she would just, like, push the cabs and knock the cab drivers and pop this one and pop that one and get disrespectful and tell them they had nothing-ass bitches, you know what I mean, and curse them the fuck out and do all kind of, you know, all kind of stuff like that. And so the cab driver's just like, you got to go. You got to go. We don't even want any money. We don't want to give you a ride. We don't like you. And apparently he had been trying to tell her all night, like, you just, if this is not a good look for you, because here's the tea. Well, Tommy is not supposed to be drinking right now. And if she continues this and if the authorities get a hold of this and know that she's been drinking or how much she's been drinking, she could possibly lose her children. But we know that from experience, this is a lot of the reason why Tommy is not even on Love and Hip Hop. Tommy has a drinking problem. And here's the thing with Tommy. I love Tommy. First of all, Tommy is fine as hell. She's fly. I like Tommy. When I seen Tommy at Fashion Week sitting next to Rihanna, I was like, you know what? Tommy gets it. Tommy understands fashion. Tommy is a vibe. Tommy is talented. Tommy is all these things, but Tommy is also her worst enemy. And so Tommy sometimes doesn't really, I don't think that Tommy either sees her potential or believes in it wholeheartedly, because Tommy literally could be that. Like, she could be, in my opinion. I think she literally could be that girl. But she needs to do something different. She needs to change up the way that she's carrying herself. And so right now, I think that I don't know what – this happened a few months ago. I don't know what the relationship between her and Alvin is, but you can tell that Alvin is still wanting to keep a relationship with her. Alvin does genuinely care for her. However, if I could give Alvin one piece of advice – you know, Alvin don't care. Alvin is a lot like me. You know, we get emotional. You cross me, girl, I'm going to let you have it. And I'm going to let you know right then and there. You tried it and you are nothing ass. You see, Alvin's mouth is fierce. Alvin's mouth is very fierce. He'll let you know that you are nothing ass bitch and he never needed you. And you can't do a motherfucking thing for him. He's just Trina and Nene and bitch, who the fuck are you? You know what I mean? He don't give a damn. However, I would just say, Alvin, you just got to bring it back, love. Understand that, girl, you know what I mean? You just can't let these girls trigger you like that. You can't let them get you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to handle another way. But I understand feeling disrespected, especially when you got Tommy up there telling me you are some clout chaser. You know, let me tell you, this industry is something else. This industry, you know, people will be your friend and then they get a little liquid courage or they do a little whatever they're doing. Not saying that Tommy did that. I'm just saying people get their little adhesives, their things that make them stick and make them go. And then they just start talking. If they feel some type of way, they'll start telling you that you need them, that you're a clout chaser. And the only reason why you're around is because you're trying to clout chase off of them. They don't need you. They fed you. They did this, that, the third for you. Let me tell you something, bitch. Don't tell me what you did for me. I don't need you. What you talking about? Talking to? How dare you? Don't feed me, bitch, if you're going to tell me about it. And, bitch, you should be feeding me if I'm sitting here patting your face and lifting up your dress and holding you down and watching you and being your handbag for the weekend. The least you can do is give me a meal, sweetie. Girl, What do you mean? You think I'm finna sit around and be your puppet all weekend for free?
Even if it was for free, at least you can give me a meal. That's just per diem.
I mean, that's common courtesy for a booking.
What you saying? What does that mean? I fed you, girl. Okay, and?
I could have fed myself, bitch, but of course you fed me, bitch. I'm working for you. Oh, what you talking about? Girl, that's nothing new. I was going to eat regardless.
I can't stand a bitch to try to throw some food in your face. Bitch, don't throw no food in my face, bitch. I'm going to eat. But yeah, so apparently, girl, people were recording. You see the Latinos women, they were not having it. They were trying to just do their job and clean the rooms, girl. And the Hispanic women, they had learned the social media. They said, girl, let me fuck this. Girl, I'm finna just start recording the girls. Hey, claro que sí. Periana. Claro que sí. Okay. Feliz Navidad, puto. Okay, period. They're getting the tea. La tea. What's la tea? Claro. Okay. Don't play. Huh. Don't play with me. Okay, so they had got the tea. So I don't know. And, you know, so, and I had to confirm because I had to call around. I had to ask around. I had to get my tea. I had to go all the way up to Mona. I'm just kidding. I didn't get the Mona app. She's somewhere in Africa. But, girl, I had to figure out, girl, was this for a storyline? Like, girl, what is this? So apparently, because, you know, they're saying, like, you know, Jocelyn's back. You know, Tommy don't like Jocelyn. Jocelyn don't like Tommy. You know, they're trying to spice up Miami because Miami has been trash for the last two seasons. Yeah, I said that. Miami has kind of been boring. It's a snooze fest. No shade. I'm over the Amada La Negra. I'm over that. Well, apparently, this was not a clout chase for a storyline. This is apparently real news. And this had just got leaked out by the hotel. Maria or Esperanza, they had decided to contact the blogs and they started putting the shit out. So that's what had happened. And Tommy, this is not what you need. You don't need to be getting into this thing. Especially, you don't need somebody telling them that you're a drunk ass bitch. You know what I mean? You don't need somebody saying that, girl. That's not the kind of publicity you need right now. You don't need people calling you a drunk ass bitch telling you that you're going to lose your kid, okay? Things went really, 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 really left. Oh, and she said that she told Alvin that he was just running around trying to get on. What does that mean? Like, what does that mean to run around and get on? Of course, everybody wants to get on. Doesn't matter what level that is. Of course, people want to be on. Tommy, you want to be on. You're not on. I mean, you know what I mean? You could be on a lot farther. However, don't try to play nobody because, Tommy, let's be very, 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 very clear. We're in the social media era. All you need is some controversy and a few followers, and you can be on. And you fortunately have Love and Hip Hop, but you're on the same show as he is. Honestly, you know what I mean? I don't like when people try to say, oh, you're trying to get on. You're trying to get on. Yeah, bitch, I'm trying to get on. Just like you trying to get on. We all trying to get on. What you saying? What that mean? That's supposed to hurt my feelings that I'm trying to get on? But if you felt like I was trying to get on, that was the only reason why I was in your circle, then you're being a fake bitch for even being around me if you felt that energy about me. I never understand that. Don't try to tell me that I'm just being around you to try to get on and all that when you get mad. But it's all good when we kicking and ha-ha. My thing is this. If you feel like I'm a fake-ass bitch, let me know that I'm a fake-ass bitch from the jump. Don't fuck with me. Don't get mad at me and tell me that I'm a nothing-ass fake-ass bitch because you a nothing-ass fake-ass bitch. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Somebody said, thank you for the super chat so much. Who got $20? Bitch, drop it. No, just kidding. Just want to say I love you so much. I wish I lived close by so we could be BFS. Period, Pooh. Okay? We get into some things. All right. So let's move on to the reason why you messy girls came on over here. Okay? I have to really get my life together and my mind together for that. Shout out to Alvin and shout out to Tommy. We wish you the best of luck. Oh, how you doing, Tasha? I see you watching. How you doing, Cardi? We got to get into some things. Okay. I took some notes. Doing a little writing. Okay. Let's get into some things. So, Tasha K is starting to suck farts out of Cardi B's ass. Okay. Let's get into it. All right. Well, I wasn't going to talk about this until I realized the people that were talking about this really didn't know what the fuck they was talking about. See, I don't really like to talk about her because all y'all be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't like her. You don't really, I realize I'm the only person with a substantial platform that, you know, that has a little bit of reach that will really call her out. Because anybody else with a substantial platform with a little bit of reach, they don't really call her out. Or then I notice that she goes into people's chats that make videos against her or kind of constructively criticizing her. Then she goes and makes videos about them and attempts to bully them or silence them. And, you know, that doesn't happen over here. So let's get into some things. Tasha K posted on her community tab because she wanted us to talk about this. She probably just didn't want me to talk about it. However, she wanted people to talk about this and guess and check, but I know the facts, but this is all allegedly, so I really don't know shit. I'm just going to give you my opinion. You let me know if you think I'm reaching, but I'm going to let you know once I put it all together to you, it's going to make a lot of sense. And if it don't make sense to you, it's just because you don't want to believe the truth. Now, I didn't pull up the receipt where Tasha K put her whole Instagram on. So what she did was, Tasha K put her whole Instagram. Oh, stop that. Don't you do that right now. Don't you crank it. Why do you want to crank that? You want to crank it before we get to the Tasha K? You stop that. Hold on. Don't you crank that before we get to the. Don't you crank that right now. Hold on. I got to finish this. Hold on. We got to get to it. Hey. Don't you crank that like that. Okay. Let's get into some things. Don't you crank that like that. Okay, you want to crank that? Okay, y'all want to crank that like that. Oh, girl, I can't even get to the. Don't you? You better stop that. This is why they hate this. This is why they hate us over here. Because y'all don't know when to stop and just relax. This is why. Hold on. Don't you crank that like that. Don't. Child, I'm out of breath. Oh, hold on. We got another. Come on, Lisa, Miriam. Let's get into some things. Yes. Oh, it's cranked. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, girl, let's just crank it until we get to 1,900 watching. Let's just crank it. How do I? Okay. Why y'all want to play games? Hey. Be original.
Okay. Okay. Okay, okay, okay. Let's get into some motherfucking things. This is going to be a legendary motherfucking show. This is going to be a legendary motherfucking show.
Shout out to my girl, Nick.
All right. Whew. If you haven't done so already, make sure you guys subscribe to the motherfucking channel. Y'all playing. Whew. And before we get into some things, listen, I want everybody with an iPhone under the sound of my voice. And if you don't have an iPhone, you can do it on another app. But go to your podcast app and type in the Armand Wiggins Show, please. It looks like that. It's a little purple icon. It says podcast on your iPhone. We'll get into that later. All right, let's go. Tasha K, Cardi B, get into some things. Well, she's kissing up to Cardi B now, and I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, so she went and put all of her, she erased all the posts on her Instagram page. Well, she basically archived them, and people were kind of like, well, why does she do that? Why does she do that? To me, that didn't really do it for me. Now, before we get into that, I want to say shout out to Tasha K. Because she was supposed to go to court today with against Timothy Savage and, you know, the Jocelyn Savage and all of them. Well, they ended up dropping the charges. The case got dismissed. So Tasha K is yet free. She did not go to jail for harassment. So she got out, okay? And so in my mind, I was thinking, okay, well, maybe she's trying to do this because she's got this case going and she just doesn't want to, you know, go to court, blah, 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 blah. But the Savages are trash, and they ended up just dropping the charges. And the case got dismissed ultimately. So shout out to her for that. Now, people go through this. I told you, Tasha K, I can't say that she's a sweet person, but she's an individual that tries to be nice. However, up there, sometimes it just goes off. So she gets a little manic, and we all do, even me. So I think she wanted to, she goes through these things where, like, she screws people over so much, and I think she desires to change in life, right? But it's like she can't because this is how she's built her brand and this is how people know her. And this is just what it is. Like, she's now famous or infamous for being unwind with Tasha K. This infamous take no shit, you know, I like to be in court. I like to be sued. She's taking on that persona. Like, I like to spend $20,000 a month on lawyers. Like, that's cool for her. Nobody in their right mind wants to just be, even if you have that money, nobody likes to just be cashing out $20,000 plus on lawyer fees. I don't care what person you are, who you are, how much money you have. Anybody that tries to pretend like they like being in court is full of shit, first of all. So anywho, we all do that in 2020. Okay, I'm going to change things up. I'm going to switch it around. You know what I mean? I don't want to be this person anymore. So she just archives everything. Okay, I was cool with that. I'm like, girl, I've done that before, girl. You just had a moment, girl, where you just be like, girl, as a creator, as a public figure, you got people making videos, you got this, you got that. Then you just like, I just want to start fresh. I just want to erase it off. And so she did that. Eventually she came and she posted some other stuff. But that wasn't really what did it for me. Trying to catch my breath. Whew. Give me a second. Damn, that's why I don't like to do it. Because I gotta talk, y'all. Okay. Whew, not that one. Okay, we're going to get into it right here. Okay, so she says this one and this one. Hold on, let me see. There's this one. Where's the other one? Where's the other one, child? I know I put it on here. Okay, there's that one. Let me turn this off. Okay, so she writes, 2020 strategic goals are in place. A SWOT analysis, just to know that next year will starting now. Well, starting now, all business, nothing personal. And I've already implemented my first one. I can be biased if I don't like a celebrity, but that stops now. Good and bad will be aired. Okay, let's talk about that first. So she says she's doing a SWOT analysis, which a SWOT analysis is strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So basically you figure out your brand. So she's, you know, that's smart. Like, you do that, whatever. Everybody should do that. At the end of the year, you're growing your business. It is what it is. So she's saying, just know that next year, well, starting now, all business, nothing personal. So this is where I feel like she's getting ready to flip on Nicki Minaj. Okay. She's really gearing us up for a big Nicki Minaj fuck you.
Okay. And so she says, I've already started implementing my first one. She's been busting shots at Nicki Minaj, and I'm going to let you guys know why in a few minutes. But she's been busting shots at Nicki Minaj, especially since the Queen Radio thing didn't happen. Well, actually, since, you know, that week passed and she didn't get that call back after she had done her, you know, workout and she had figured out what dress she was wearing to the show and never got that call. Well, yeah, she started throwing subliminal shots. Remember when she said there was a celebrity that wanted her to sign NDAs and paperwork and she would never do it. And so she turned them down. So Nicki Minaj is that same person, because I've heard behind the scenes, Nicki Minaj does not play. She makes you sign a stern NDA. Okay. And in my thought, if you're not messy and if you don't have ill will or nasty intent, or if you're not up there to be on no bullshit, then you know what? You don't have a problem signing an NDA. There's many people that went up there with Nicki Minaj. So what is it that you have a problem going on Queen Radio? Like, what is it? What contractually didn't you want to sign? Which, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it feels like that non-disclosure was a little too hefty for her. But we'll get into another piece of it in just a second. So it feels like she says, and I've already implemented my first one. So her first one was, you know, her decline of going on Queen Radio, you know, to her fans. You know, she's declined that to you guys, you know, and to us, you know, because we really don't know. So let's just go with it. She's saying she declined it. Now, I can be biased if I don't like a celebrity, but that stops now. Now, let me ask the Wino something. And let me just ask all the viewers that are watching, the 2,100 of you guys that's watching. Now, if we've watched Tasha K, whether we've liked her at one point and we've hated her at one point or we love her now, we've always thought, because this is how she presents herself, that she's never biased. She's never for these celebrities. It's never okay to be for the celebrities. She's for her winos. She's for the people. So I'm trying to figure out, are you for the celebrities sometimes if it benefits you, or are you always for your winos? Because now, suddenly, you can be biased. Now, suddenly, you know, if you know it's cool for you to like certain celebrities, but it's not cool for this person or that person to like celebrities. But you're admitting that you are biased. Well, people that were looking at you and supporting you, they've never thought that you, well, apparently, well, I've always known what you gave, but according to them, they never thought that you act in any biases, because you always were a straight shooter and you've always just been to the point and you are no nonsense and you don't care and you wipe your ass with NDAs. And you turn down major deals every day and you have this phenomenal team where you don't give a f- about a celebrity. Now you're biased. Nicki, better watch out. I'm telling you. And let me tell you something. Things that it may not happen now because I'm talking. See, when I talk, things happen and people move and people start shifting stuff because I know what's going on logically, spiritually, and girl, I have a little bit of tea too. But you get what I'm saying. So my thing is this. So girl, Nicki, watch it, because she's gearing us up for a flip. And she's gearing you. She might hold out on the flip now just so she doesn't confirm me being right, but she is on her way to do a Nicki fuck you. Yes, she is. She's upset with Nicki Minaj. We're going to get into that in just a few minutes, okay? Now watch this. So then she says, now this is where it starts to get good. Just being fair and reporting the news. Y'all can curse me out. Not that I give a damn anyways. I'm going to be frank with y'all. That case that the bartenders brought against Cardi is bogus, since no one will say it. I'm going to let that marinate with you guys really quick. I'm going to be frank with y'all. That case that the bartenders brought against Cardi B is bogus, since no one won't say it. Okay. So a lot of y'all really don't know, and a lot of y'all think that I'm crazy. But if you have to think about Tasha K. And I like her. She's entertaining as hell. Love talking about her. So, yeah, because I just like – she's a key to me, because she thinks people are stupid. So my thing is this. Let's think about this. This came out of left field, but there was a purpose. Now, I will give Tasha K. credit on this. A lot of, in the beginning, she did a lot of faking it till she makes it. Now, certain situations, you have to sit back and say, now, why did she do this? She must know something.
She didn't just come out of nowhere with this.
So watch this. She knows something about those bartenders. She has some information on them. I don't care what nobody say. She has some information on them, and she's had information on them. However, she was keeping that information because, like she said, she could be biased if she liked the celebrity. She was trying to work with Nicki Minaj because if you remember, back in the day when T.S. Madison and Kaya were working together, they fell out. Now, if you remember, Nicki Minaj was supposed to be doing, and this is no allegedly, because Madison told me this, that Nicki and Madison put this out when her and Kaya fell out. Nicki Minaj and Madison were supposed to be doing a show together. Nicki Minaj was supposed to be presenting a show with T.S. Madison and Kaya. Okay? Then Kaya fell out. Nicki was taking too long because you know how Nicki do. Madison got frustrated with the shit because Nicki was taking so long. They was going back and forth, but Nicki would call him when she wanted to. Then Nicki was worried about the tour, the Queen album. Nicki had a lot going on, so Nicki just kind of like, it's very much so like the documentary. The show never came out. However, once Kaya left, Tasha K was supposed to be the new Kaya for T.S. Madison, which also prompted that and forged that fake relationship, because remember I told you they both didn't like each other. However, they came together on the Queen's Court because Nicki Minaj watches the Queen's Court, because Nicki Minaj is good friends with T.S. Madison. And if you remember, Tasha K had said she had been talking to Nicki Minaj since December of last year, and then she recently put out some text messages of Nicki Minaj texting her back in June of this year. So Tasha K was supposed to be, allegedly, because I don't know this to be fact, but I heard this, Tasha K and Madison were gearing up to have a show like Kaya and T.S. But Nicki Minaj was supposed to be putting on the show, Nicki Minaj Presents, Unwind with Tasha K and T.S. Madison. She was going to produce their show because Kaya had fell out. Now, side note, Tasha K has always thrown shade at Nicki. Like, I don't need nothing Presents. I don't want Nicki Minaj Presents nothing. I'm my own show, which is rightfully so. I'm with her with that. However, if you look at the timeline, yes, Tasha K, and she said it, I've been in talks with Nicki. I've always talked to Nicki. Yes, they have. People talk all the time behind the scenes because they were supposed to allegedly have a show together. Now, I don't know if this is true. I just heard this through some truth. Now, they were supposed to have a show together. And so that makes sense as to why Tasha K never said anything about this footage that she had about the bartenders or whatever this information she has that I believe that she has, because she wouldn't have just came up with this. But right now, I feel like she's pissed off at Nicki Minaj. She's over it, and she's ready to air it all. Hence the reason why she said, just know that next year, well, starting now, all business, nothing personal, and I've already implemented my first one. I can be biased if I like a celebrity, but that stops now. Good and bad will be aired, and then she goes and drops this information. Come on. Tell me that this woman has not been holding on to this information, but because she thought she was going to be in with Nicki Minaj, and for whatever reason, that did not work out, now she's slowly starting to speak. And watch this. I think that she's trying to get Cardi B's people to reach out to her. Oh, yes. She's trying to get Cardi B's people to reach out to her. If she hasn't reached out to Cardi B already. Y'all don't want to get... Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Hey, Tasha, don't play with me, girl. I told you I'm a bad bitch. Don't play with me. So you can't tell me. And let me tell you why I feel like she would do that, because she has that personality. Like, she'd be, the anxiety starts going, the mind starts going. She's pissed off at Nikki. She's pissed off at this. And then she goes, you know, then she deletes everything off her social media. Then she tries to be cool with Cardi. Because if you know, let's be very clear. They're about to go to court. It's time to go. Okay. Like, I didn't even go to my notes. Yeah. I didn't even need them. But I feel like, girl, she is trying to soften Cardi's heart. Oh, yes. Well, because, see, I've been following the case. And the whole thing is the judge really thinks this is a lot of BS. Okay? And so when Tasha K's motion got denied, oh, yeah, because remember Tasha wanted to try to subpoena text messages and phone calls, this, that, and the third. That all got denied. But the judge is like, you guys should settle this outside of court. You know, like, just, this is kind of stupid. Like, you guys should settle, like, just figure it out on your own. So I'm thinking in my mind that Tasha K is trying to extend an olive branch to Cardi B to help her in this case against the strippers, to be a little bit vindictive in her own sick and twisted way. And also to try to make Cardi B feel like, you know what? Oh, girl, you looked out for me, girl. I don't really like you, but, you know, maybe it'll open a door for a conversation of an understanding, and maybe they can, you know, cease fire on the case. Because if you know what I know, that, you know, Tasha K has now gotten to the point where she's trying to have stuff redacted and sealed, you know, because she's got to go through the point now where she's got to prove text messages and conversations and inboxes and things like that. And she doesn't want that to be public records. Oh, yeah, her team. Oh, yeah, your team did their thing on that, because now they're trying to, you know, lock transcripts so you can't get all the tea, because she don't want you to see how dirty of a she really is. Oh, girl, I know for sure. So certain stuff she got them hiding, so it's not public record. Oh, yeah. So I think she's like, okay, girl, this case is really getting, you know what I mean? What can we do to, I personally feel like she's losing this case. I don't really know for sure that is all, I don't know. But I feel like, girl, why are you moving like this? And why, what are you doing? Like, why are you doing this? You know, all of a sudden now, and I feel like you be like, girl, you wouldn't just random, like, you got to think about it. Why would she just randomly bring up them strippers just out of nowhere following that text message? She knows something. This is her job. She digs on for information on people all day long. She knows something, but she's been new. That's why she says she could be biased, but she's no longer being biased. Then she follows up with that. She knows something, and she wants Cardi B to know that she knows something, and she's willing to give it to her. Girl. But Cardi B, don't fall for it. Because if you fall for a Cardi B and you talk to this woman and you let this woman gas you up, guess what she's going to do? Cardi B, you dismiss this case, you settle outside of court, or you throw this case out, or you just quit. Guess what she's going to do? She's going to come online in front. Winos, we did it. It's part of the business. You know, my lawyers never lose. She's going to come with all that. Make her prove that she's not going to lose. Don't fall for it, Cardi B, because she's going to get on here and play you like a fool. She's going to make you look stupid. She ain't going to tell the people that, you know, she pretty much baited you into not doing something. No, she's going to get up here. We did it, Winos. You know what I mean? You know, they were the haters. They just thought I was going to lose the case. Don't do it, classic narcissist. I'm just saying. Now, I don't know this to be facts, but girl, logically speaking, if I'm looking at this stuff, this is what I think is going on in my head. I don't know if it's true, but in my mind, I don't put anything past her, and I'm just looking at the events, and I'm thinking about, okay, everything that she's done, I'm like, okay, and then I'm listening to different people talk, but I'm like, girl, they not seeing what's going on. That's why I wasn't going to talk about it, because when I talk about it, you know, now I can almost guarantee you there's two things. Either there was going to be a video made, or there was going to be some footage leaked, or there was going to be something coming out on them twins eventually. She was gearing up for a video. Now that I'm talking about it, she might not do it. She might hold that. I feel like she knows something. Whatever she knows, she was getting ready to release until I said something. Now, believe you me, something might come out about them girls in that case. And then y'all can all be like, yeah, she was not even playing like girl. I just, because why would she bring that up right now? She knows something. She knows something. And she was getting, and she was going to release it. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but she knows something. And she wanted Cardi to know that she knew something. Why would you post that? And then why would you follow that up with, you know, bias and this, that, and the third? Like, that's so weird. Look, she posted, said, this one, but listen, remember I told y'all, this lady don't really be sleep like that. Like, look at the times. Like, she's up at 2:19 a.m. posting, 2:55 a.m. That lady, one day y'all going to believe me when I tell you that this lady just be up and manic and just scared and nervous and racking her mind. Look at the times. She's over there tripping and just in her feelings, just posting. Okay, let's give her 3 hours. Say maybe that's going off my time. Maybe that's going off my time because I'm in California. 3 hours. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning when you can be sleeping with your husband. You can be f***ing your husband or at least sucking on his. But you up thinking about Cardi B and being strategic and doing this, that, and the third. At 5 o'clock in the morning, shut up. Get don't, girl, y'all, stop playing with me. Y'all going to keep playing stupid if y'all want to. Y'all can, but let me tell y'all something. This is why I do what I do, because somebody got to make it make sense. This is why they don't like me, because, listen, we add logic and reality. Okay? So that's what I think is going on. I don't think that Cardi B is going to fall for it. I would be very disappointed in her if she fell for these tactics. I don't think that Cardi B should send her any messages. I don't think that Cardi B should even – I think that Cardi B should be watching this live right now, and probably if she hasn't done so already, she should be screenshotting this stuff right here and using it in both of her cases. And I think she should, if anything, she should subpoena Tasha K in the court. You know what I mean? I mean, or maybe, you know what? Cardi B, talk to her. Use her. Get the information she got. Whatever it is that she got, because she knows something. Get the information from her and still sue her. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think happened. What y'all think? If you haven't done so right now, we got way too many people on here that's just looking. I know it's a lot of people that's just looking and ain't going to do it. But please subscribe to the channel right now. Come on. Let's get into some things so I can take some calls. Let's get into some things so I can take some calls. The call line is open. You can super chat your last four to the top so you can get in on the list. Okay? You can super chat your way to the top so you can get in on the list. And I want to know what you guys think about these topics. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Armand?
Hey, what's going on, Bill? What you think? What's going on?
I just want to say that post she did when she calling her Cardi B instead of Cold Soul B, you know she up to something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's all she been calling her is Cold Soul B.
Well,
now she, all of a sudden she Cardi B.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. So you found some. Oh, in that case, bartenders brought against Cardi B. Okay, so that right there, she's trying to talk to Cardi B. She's trying to get Cardi B attention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that chick is inboxing Cardi B, whatever information she have right now. I guarantee you, Tasha K is in Cardi B inbox. Telling
mm-hmm.
you, period. I don't care. She's in her inbox, trying to be friends.
Yep.
You pulled it. I'm telling you.
Yes,
is.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
Period.
Well, thank you for letting me call in and say that.
Thank you. Thank you, because you pulled that
right.
one. Thank you, caller. That's what I'm talking about.
You're welcome. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, child, this is the first. We got almost 2,500 people in here and zero people in the queue. This is the time where you want to call in. This is the time. Y'all was sipping that tea. Y'all was like, I'm not calling. I'm sipping that tea. Call in. Hurry up before the shit get crazy. But, yeah, anytime she mentioned Cardi B, she mentions it as Cold Sore B or something like that. Now you want to call her by her first name? Yeah, girl. That's because you are trying to get in good with her because court time is near. It's time to go to court. And we're going to get into some things. But, y'all, let me listen. If we don't have no callers, that's going to be good for me because that means I can get off of here and get into some things. Okay, let's take one. 610-1084. Now, here they come, blowing through.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hey, what's going on?
Hi. I want to say that I think Tasha is just trying to, she just wants to be relevant, and she's using Cardi B just for publicity. She's going to use her name, because Cardi, let's face it, Cardi don't need no publicity. She just, like, walks in places and gets it already because she's, you know, she's who she is. So all Tasha is doing is just wants to stay relevant, and she's using Cardi. And she's 5 o'clock in the morning because she's got a newborn. It's probably the only time she's got. She's afraid.
Child.
You know, I think she's afraid of Cardi.
Okay, you think she's afraid
of Cardi. Because Cardi is big pockets.
Yes. Well, here's my thing. But Natasha tries to pretend like she's just ready to just go to court. No human being wants to sit in court all day, especially
no.
when you got a team.
And Tasha doesn't have money like Cardi. She tries to act like she's got all this money. I'm not saying she doesn't do well. That's fine. But everybody knows Cardi could blow her away in the pocket. And that's what it's about
yes.
in court.
Yes.
You know?
That's what it's about. Yes. And thank you,
Carla. And Tasha, you know, Tasha, she's busy with the baby. She's probably not doing as much research. I hate to say that, but maybe she needs to do stuff like this to make sure her show's on top because we're all talking about her.
Maybe. And listen, well I'll let you know. Like, she has a love-hate relationship. She hates when I talk about her. But she likes it, too, because she's a bit of a narcissist. But she doesn't like when I talk about her because I make it make sense to people. And I'm the only person that'll have 2,000 people on a live, almost 2,500 people on a live that'll be exposing her BS.
She knows
because
everybody likes you, loves you because you're so funny. You get up and dance, and you're silly, and then you give us a little piece of you, like your personal too. Like you tell us what you do in your fun time. We really don't know anything about her. All we hear about her is something about a lesbian and then something about having a husband and a wife. And I'm like, this is like Wendy Williams.
Right. Thank you, caller.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay. Let's get into some things. All right. 347-6629. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Nothing, girl. I'm talking. Let's get into it. You sound asleep. Come on, wake up. We got a whole lot going on.
No, I'm just trying to figure out, like, doesn't she get tired? Like, you have a pattern. What if all these celebrities get against you and follow, like, they put a gag order out. You have it with everybody. You trying to expose everybody. And, like, all these changes that are coming from YouTube, you don't think these celebrities have something to do in the background because they're not going to say it to you, they're going to go to the person in charge. Because let's be honest, if Cardi really wanted to shut Tasha down, all she got to do is go to the CEO and threaten to sue. Because you are defaming. You're defaming. And I'm a nurse, okay?
Five more seconds, caller. You got, because you sound high, girl. You talking way too slow.
No, I'm a nurse. You can't violate HIPAA. And a lot of these stuff, if you don't have actual information, you cannot accuse people of stuff like that. Like her saying Cardi has a sore, the whole thing with Wendy Williams and the baby. Those are things like YouTube can get in a lot of trouble for that because that's violating somebody's personal medical records. You know, you don't have those information. So how are you talking about them? And you're talking about them on a public forum.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller. I love you, baby. Get your ass up.
Love you.
Bye. Okay. 773-4334. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Now, listen, you don't have to just talk about the talk. You can talk about everything. We talk about Alvin and Tommy. We talked about Tekashi. We're talking about Tasha K. So what do you want to sound off on?
Well, I
want to
talk about Tasha K because, you know what, I think you hit it on the head. Because I know, I can guarantee you, a video is going to come out about Nicki Minaj. Tasha K is mad. She sit up there and got on her platform and thought her and T.S. Madison was going to the Queen radio and doing all of that. She's embarrassed.
Okay.
She's embarrassed. And so now she got to find a way, okay, how am I going to make this right with the winos? I think you hit it on the head, Armand. I think you are absolutely right.
I do.
And like the other caller said, you know what? Tasha K, her pockets is not that deep to mess with Cardi B. She's going to try to make it right somehow because she knows she cannot go to war with Cardi B. She can't.
No. And my thing is that she prides herself on acting like she's so tough. Like, you know, Cardi B is not Timothy Savage. You know what I mean? Tasha K might have more money than the Savages. No shade. But you going up against Cardi B. You know what I mean? And my whole but she tried to manipulate Cardi B. I feel like Tasha K is trying to contact Cardi B. I don't care what nobody say. And I think she's trying to get the attention, whether it be somebody from Cardi B direct team reaching out to Tasha K, trying to see what information Tasha K have on the strippers, or if it's Tasha K directly messaging Cardi B, trying to give her information. Because the lady was right. Anytime she mentions Cardi B, when is the last time in the last year has Tasha K mentioned Cardi B as Cardi B versus Cole Soar B? She's trying to make amends.
You're right.
She's trying to make amends. She's a master manipulator.
Tasha K knows what she's doing. Like, you got to get that woman props. She knows what she's doing.
Yes.
You know.
But see, here's the thing. Everybody's not falling for that bullshit. We don't do that over here.
Right. But
we don't do that over here.
I hope she don't fall for the okie doke. I hope she don't. Because you know what? When she was like, she told Nicki Minaj to do the song with Megan Thee Stallion.
We still don't have that receipt.
But anyway,
thank you, caller. I love you so much. Shout out to Chicago. Bye.
Yes.
All right. I got to take Shadira. We got to take Super Chess to the front. 9194. Yes, because, girl, it's a lot of calls in here. We're not going to get to everybody. I got to find your number now. See? First, we had nobody call. Now we four. 9194. Okay. I don't see. Oh, girl, where you at? Girl, I don't see you. Girl, I'm going to have to check for you one more time. Give me a second. I don't see you. Let me take this one. 305-7520. Hello? 305? Hello?
Hello.
Hi. 305.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I got through. OMG.
Yes, what's going on? Hello?
I guess it's
you're not ready. You're not ready. Okay, Shadira, I don't see your number. Okay, 7931. Hello?
My bad, I switched. And if it's a little noise, I'm at the nail shop right now.
Okay.
First thing I wanted to say, the lady who is supposed to be a nurse but spoke on HIPAA, ma'am, Tasha K cannot get in trouble by HIPAA laws. The person, if Cardi B has herpes, which we've pretty much come to the realization that she does not, but if we, the person, the doctor who told Tasha K, the doctor or nurse or personnel that works at the clinic or the hospital or whatever that may be, is the person who will be in trouble for relaying the message to Tasha K through HIPAA, not Tasha K, first of all. Second of all, and you're right, I think Tasha K is trying to, like, suck up to Cardi B to try to, like, make it seem like she's not, like, mad no more or not really with the shits with the lawsuit anymore or something. And so, yeah you're right. And if Cardi B does fall for that, and I already think she kind of slow, she would be super slow. It's like, and that's right, you don't have the bank to go up against her in court. So I don't even know why you've been talking all this big ish the whole time you've been doing it, because nothing about that makes sense. Like, sweetie, how was you ever going to win? You don't have the money. That's all that really matters in court is coin. If you don't have the coin, you're not going far. So
what's going
to
be interesting,
I
want to see how Tasha K is going to move after this video, because she know what I know, and I know what I know, and I know what she know what I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that she know that I know something, because I'm not dumb enough to think that she just posted that for no reason. So I want to know if she's going to release whatever she knows on those ladies. And I think it's very funny that she was holding that because she thought she was going to end with Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
And because Queen Radio
didn't
happen, now all of a sudden the lawsuit is bogus.
yeah, now it's all bogus all of a sudden. But you was finna go over there to
bogus.
Queen Radio and run your mouth. Now you finna go to Queen Radio and run your mouth. Now you're all quiet. Now you finna switch sides, just like every other flip-flop. When Nikki do something you don't like, now you're gonna switch to Team Cardi. But in reality, we all know that Tasha and Cardi will never be anything. Like, she'll never get far with that. So that's pretty much all I had to say. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Love you, too, boo. All right, let me take, you got to take a call from one of our members. She's been a longtime member. Lucky, I'm coming to you now. I see you members. They do have, they have preservation over the chat, too. Any members, they do have rights over the chat. Okay, 0553.
Hey, boo.
Hey, what's going on?
Look, nothing. We got to get into some things. Hey, chat. What's up, Mocha? What's up, Deeper? What's up, all the mods? Okay, let's get
okay.
into some things. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody talking about Tasha K is up with a baby. Can you please? Oh my God, Lord Jesus.
She's not.
She's not. Because when I'm up with my baby, guess what I'm doing? With my baby. I'm not thinking about Cardi B. I'm not
okay.
thinking about my goals and SWAT and everything else. I'm not worried about no lawsuits. I'm not thinking about no bartenders. I'm not thinking about nothing nobody else got going on. I'm with my baby. Like.
Yes.
Come on now, that's not an excuse for nothing. And Tasha knows what she's doing, but I think Cardi knows what she's doing. This is too far gone for Cardi to drop this lawsuit. Cardi ain't thinking about dropping this lawsuit. This is going to be, because she's not just getting back at Tasha, she's getting back at Star Marie too.
Yes.
She, you got to
yes.
think about, this was,
yes.
she mentions it in interviews to this day, that the worst mistake she made was not getting ahead of that lie when it first came out. So do you think that she will go through all of this to turn around and be like, nah, I'm not even worried about it? Tasha can try to suck farts out of Cardi as much as she wants to. At the end of the day,
right.
Cardi knows what she's doing. Cardi is meant to come for her. She's coming for her jugular at this point. She knows she got it won. And this goes back to when Tasha came at her with the remember the whole thing when Cardi went to go meet up with the fan or whatever who was talking stuff?
Yes, yes, yes.
On 49th
yes.
or whatever. 46, remember
46
all of that?
Night.
Right, right. And that whole thing came from Tasha starting that mess with saying that the girl
right.
had, did the song with Nicki versus
with
Nicki. Cardi.
Right.
She knows that Cardi is paying attention to what she tweets. She knows that she's paying attention
right.
to everything, to how she moves.
Right.
Especially
right.
because of this card, because of this lawsuit. So,
right.
of course, she knows if she posts something like that on her community tab, she's
right.
going to get Cardi's attention.
Right.
Cardi ain't no dummy.
Right.
Tasha thinks that
that's
people stupid,
right.
but the only
no,
stupid
no,
people.
No, 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 watch this. But that's why I feel like, no. See, this is where Tasha K thinks we're stupid. This is why I feel like Tasha K is in Cardi's inbox. See, y'all
Thank
don't
you.
Think that she
I
would
agree.
Do that. But she would.
I agree. I think she would. I think she is. And you know what? She knows that she got this lawsuit. She knows she's losing. I fell out when you exposed that she done hid and whatever she did with her tweets and all of that stuff. Like, girl, at this point, you
uh-huh.
think these people ain't got screenshots, copies, printout, and the whole shebang of everything that you ever posted? You kept that stuff up for too long. You should have had balls back then to get rid of that stuff. But no, you want to do this stuff now. This is way too far gone. Way too far gone. People ain't stupid, and we are paying attention. She thinks Cardi's stupid, but Cardi, you can think whatever you want about Cardi. Cardi's lawyers and them ain't going to play. They got everything on this woman, everything. She thinks that coming out and trying to help with this FBI lawsuit is going to do something. Girl, no, everybody's going to get exposed up in here. Everybody. But no, that girl ain't up with no baby. That's
Thank you,
up
Bo.
With no baby.
I love
Y'all
you.
Leave me alone. Love you, too.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Yes, we get into some things. I'm not playing any games. This is the greatest show on YouTube, okay? This is the greatest. Hold on. This is the greatest show. Hold on. This is the greatest. Let me get into some things. This is why they don't like me. Girl, I almost got into some more tea. I just found out behind the scenes a bitch tried to stop my bag. Can you? Girl. Let me go into another call. 832-6340, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Let me tell you something. I'm sitting here eating dinner with my family. I cooked on the live, and I'm like, yes, I'm gagging sitting here. Like, if this man ain't telling the truth, my son and my husband looking at me like I'm fucking crazy. They just don't understand. They're not an fan, but understand. But you have made a complete, like, everything that you said is 100% on point. Cardi B does not like Tasha K, but Tasha K cannot stand Cardi B with a fucking head. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yes.
So for the fact that she said this girl's name on a public platform and didn't say Coastal B, she's definitely trying to run something across something. And I noticed that. I said, wait a minute, hold up. I watch both of them faithfully. I have a love and hate relationship with Tasha B because I think she's really shady. But Cardi B is my girl. So I'm looking at everything that's going down, and I've known the stuff that she has said about this girl, and now you want to say her whole name on the whole platform, and you got all these thousands of people, and everybody know that you call her Coastal B, now she's Cardi B.
Right.
Come on, girl, you play so bad. Nikki got her so pissed to the point where she is jumping sides.
That's what I'm telling you. She's about to flip on Nick like this. She's really pissed at Nikki. Let me tell you something. This is that Queen Radio that didn't happen. This is the revenge of the Queen Radio, because I'm telling you, Tasha K would have never mentioned the strippers, because just think about it. Logically, she has said she could be – she wanted us to understand. She wanted us to figure it out. That was a cryptic message. She said, I could be biased towards celebrities. I like, now I'm not doing it anymore. And that was after she posted that the stripper thing was bogus, since nobody would tell it. Because she knows something, but she had known something for a while. Let me tell you something. One thing about Tasha K, she's messy. She's literally – she used to work at Season 52. Okay, she used to be a waiter. Okay, then, but she's always been messy. So she turned her career into like a messy, gossipy doxing. But she, instead of doxing normal people, she just doxes celebrities and calls it blogging. So she just, you know, finds nasty dirt on people and exposes it. So here's the thing. She does this 24/7. She's probably trying to dig up something on me right now. This is what she does. So she has dirt dug up on people all day, all around. Like, so this is, she didn't just find this out yesterday. She's known this. She kept this because she thought that she was going to get a check from Nicki Minaj.
And that didn't happen. Strategic. Yeah, she's definitely strategic in what she knows, but it's more strategic people that is out here and that will blast her. And I'm quite sure right now she is looking at this live like, that goddamn Elmer. Ooh,
yeah, she hates me. She can't stand me. No, but you know what? No, but it's not fair. We should, it just like we can have people on here that talk about you in a good way. Well, let's just have, like, because I'm not bashing her. I'm not bashing the lady. I don't hate her. But let's just be real. Like, somebody has to speak from a place of where it's like, girl, let's logically decode these tweets. You wanted us to do it. You're a public figure. You've been featured on television. You've been featured on, you know, major blogs. Girl, you're infamous at this point. So, girl, I don't care about none of that. The people have been begging me to talk about it. I've been letting it go. I've been letting these other little channels talk about it. I've been saying I'm not going to talk about it because when I talk about it, it's going to move a mountain. But nobody was saying nothing. They was doing a lot of talking, but they didn't know. They wasn't saying nothing. So I had to put it out there. Thank you. All right. Ooh. Okay, my phone is blowing up. All right. A couple more callers, and we're going to wrap it. You want to get to the front? We got a lot of calls in here. You got a super chat to the front. I don't want this to be 2 hour live. 201-4862, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hold on. If y'all want me to take some more calls, we're going to need some more subscribers real quick. We're going to need some more people subscribing, and I'm gonna need a favor. If y'all want me to stay on here and take all these damn calls, y'all gonna do something for me. I need all people with Apple phones to download this app right here. You see that? You don't have to download it. It's already on your app. Type in the Armand Wiggins Show, subscribe, and give me a rating right now. I need you to do that for me. And I will be checking the ratings while I'm on the air, bitch. All right. And also, I need y'all to subscribe to the channel. I know it's a lot of y'all. I know some of y'all that's watching, y'all don't like me. Some of y'all just watching because I'm entertaining, and y'all will never give me your subscription again. And it's fine, but thanks for the view. Outside of that, yeah, I'm talking to you. But for the most part, go ahead and subscribe. Like, stop being a hater, y'all. You know y'all like the channel. Y'all just don't want to see me get to that 100K. I see it. All right, let's take – okay, let me take homegirl. Okay, 201-4862. Let's go.
Hey, Amon, it's Val over at Steps. I just want to say that I agree with you kind of, but I feel like Tasha, if she could just get one of them to side with her, I don't think – she's just making it look like it's about Cardi. But if Nicki reached back out, she would accept it, as long as it's one of them, just one.
Here's the thing with Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is not going to – let me tell you something about Nicki Minaj. I love Nicki Minaj to death, but Nicki Minaj is not really like – Nicki Minaj is more – Nicki Minaj is a woman of a particular age. She just turned 37. She just got married. Like, that lady's trying to have a kid. You know what I mean? Her ex of, like, 14 years just got married to Erica Mena, and they're having a baby. Nicki Minaj is, like, focusing on, like, having a kid, having a family. You know, women, once you get to a particular age, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
things start drying up. You know what I mean? So I think she's more so focused on her family. On top of the fact that Nicki Minaj is never on time for anything, and she does things when she wants to do so. Nicki, you can't – if Nicki Minaj called me today right now and was like, Armand, I'm bringing you on Queen Radio. If she didn't send me a flight or in a date and a time, I'd be like, all right, girl. Bye, girl. I wouldn't just think that I was coming on there next week, because anything could change unless it's set in stone. That's just how Nicki is.
Right.
And so Tasha K is frustrated with Nicki because, you know, she gassed it up. She thought she was going on Queen Radio. It did not happen. And she
just trying to trick Nicki into thinking that her and Cardi friends.
Why would she do that, though? Why would she do that?
Just so she can get some kind of buzz from it.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right buzz that Tasha would need. I think that Tasha K is more so like, I think in her mind, here's a lot of people didn't believe me when I said that, you know, Tasha K, like, she's as smart as she could be, she's very scatterbrained, and she's always paranoid. But when you think about it, when your life is exposing people, the dark side, you're always paranoid because you're always worried about if somebody's going to expose you or say something about you. She's always she's full of anxiety, and she lives on edge. So I think what happened was here at 2 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, she had an anxiety attack and she just started tweeting. No, I do. Because she's in her head a lot.
It's like, true, because if you got a little baby, you're trying to get as much sleep as possible. You're not trying to babysit social media.
No, not at all.
All right, thanks for taking my call. And
thank
you keep it up the good work. Love you.
All right, love you too. Okay, she said, thank you. Ladid Marie said, TK effed herself with Nicki Minaj when she made that post about Cardi and Tusa. Nicki Minaj didn't want that type of hype. Emo, then it's changed. Tasha is pissed. Thank you. All right, what we got for time? All right, we'll go to 20. We'll take this one because they've been on here for a long time. 310-555-45. You're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on, boo?
Nothing much. I just want to say keep up the good work and everything that you're doing. You've definitely gotten me through this crazy deployment that I'm on.
Thank you so much. You know, I really appreciate that.
And second of all, I hope Cardi B milk her for all the information that she possibly has and then turn around and sue her.
Oh.
That would make my day. So thank you.
What you say? So that's all you want to say? Because I was just throwing some bombs and some gunshots. That was good. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you, boo. Keep it up.
Okay, bye. All right. Yeah, we got into some things. So, oh, child. All right. Well, oh, y'all have subscribed. Okay, we need a couple more. Come on, if we can get 50 more, I might stay on. Let's see, we can do 50 more. Let me see. Give me 50 people right now. I'm going to count to 5. 10, 9, 8, 7. All you got to do is hit that button. Let me say, if y'all don't do it, I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up. Y'all ain't do it. Y'all ain't subscribed. All right. So listen, y'all. Thank you guys all for listening and watching. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast. Give us a rating. The app is a podcast app. Now, if you're not on Apple, you can get me on Spotify or Podbean. So, you know, you can still find the podcast there. I'm going to upload this. I have some interviews on the podcast. It's going to be great. Come back. We're interviewing Jamie Foxworth next week from Family Matters. So it's going to be a great, great show. Thank you guys all for watching. Oh, the app, one more time. Let me see. And listen, you guys got time to subscribe. If you guys subscribe, I'll stay on. We need at least 50 people. I need 50 more people while I show this app. If not, then I'm out of here. Y'all not going to keep milking me for my time and not supporting me. Okay, and can somebody put the Podbean app in here? And listen, if you would like to advertise with our channel, email me at thearmondwiggins@gmail.com. Okay, that's the app, and you just scroll all the way down, you give me a 5-star rating, and then you leave a comment. All right? All right, so, oh, they want me to put the Podbean link. Okay, oh, I don't see Miriam in the chat. Okay, let me see. Somebody said, hold on, let me see if I can get the Podbean link. Let me see. I'm just going to give you a link to one of my interviews. Hold on. Oh, she got it. Okay. Oh, hold on. Podbean. Somebody have it. Let me get it, guys. You guys can still be subscribing. Hold on. Let me log in while I log into this, and I'm going to send y'all for the Android users. I'm going to click a link for you guys to subscribe to. Yes. Hold on. Yes, let me share this one. I'm just going to share you a copy. And then, boom. All right. Oh, Miriam did it. Thank you, Miriam. All right, girl. So she got the pot. She did the thing. And so thank you so much. We didn't get to the 50. However, I love you guys all. And I love you all, and thank you guys all for supporting me. Sandra, I seen you on Podbean. You're on there. So listen, guys, we're gonna get into some things, and just make sure that y'all don't believe in the BS, okay? Because people in the BS is just